Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Is bigger an unbiblical metric? Many church growth experts will tell people how to grow their church. But when we say grow, what exactly do we mean? Does that mean more people? Does that mean more engaged church members? Or is it a combination of both? But more importantly, what does the Bible say about church growth? Does it give us any indication about whether church growth should be quantity or quality? I taught on this subject with some summer ministry interns. Take a listen.
Let me give you one where it really hits the road in churches and parachurches and nonprofit organizations. And it's the way that we measure our success, the way that we count things. There's really two ways that we can count things. We can count things by the things that we can actually measure, so that is quantity, or we can count things by how good they are, and that's quality. Okay? Now, the reason why I put these under non-biblical, the Bible talks about both. There are times that the Bible says, like, for instance, Jesus telling the story about the stewards that he gives talents to. The stewards increased their investment, so there was a quantity. There was things that you could measure there. But the Bible also talks about things being quality, being done well without any regard to how many of them there are, just the fact that it's good. Okay, so the Bible does talk about both of these, but never in terms of the way that we might measure the success or the effectiveness of our ministry. Okay? So here's a conversation that I have frequently. People will say to me, "Hey, how are things going in Cedar Springs?" I say, "Great." Almost before that word's out of my mouth, they say, "How many are you running on Sunday morning?" This is the measure of success. Now, I used to just answer them. I used to just say how many people were there on Sunday morning. But then I kind of like to provoke people sometimes. So I begin to change that up a little bit. And I'd say, "Well, what if I said 300? And they go, "Oh." And then before they can get too excited about it, I said, "What if I said 20? And then they get a little confused. So let me clarify. What if I said 300 that all they did was show up on Sunday morning and just kind of check it off their list? I was at church on Sunday morning, and that was it. Then they left. I never saw them again the rest of the week. They weren't involved in any other ministry. They didn't do any outreach with us. They just showed up, parked it on a seat for Sunday morning for an hour, and then that was it. I never saw them. But what if I said 20? But those people showed up on Sunday, and then they were involved in this kind of ministry on Monday, and they were doing this on Tuesday, and they were doing this on Wednesday, and they're involved all week long. They're living out their faith. They're active and they're vibrant in the ministry, in their communities, sharing the love of Jesus. Which would you rather have?" And they'd say, "Oh, well, the 20, of course." So, "Well, then why are you asking me how many I have?" Okay, so both of them have their place, but we got to be very careful, again, about making non-biblical standards, making them biblical, because then we can end up with an unbiblical response.
I unpack this idea in much greater depth in my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. My book is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.